This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. state of California is a few days away from coming under tighter restrictions as intensive care units reach near capacity levels with the latest surge in the coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom said on Thursday, regional stay-at-home orders would likely go into effect in the next day or two in places with less than 15% ICU availability. Newsom said if he did not act now, the hospital system will be overwhelmed. Each of the state's five regions will separately activate the governor's order, which also bans private gatherings and requires masks and social distancing in public places. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, joining three other living former presidents in encouraging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot as soon as it becomes available. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting that Carter's office did not confirm whether he planned to get the vaccine. Carter is 96 years old. Also Thursday, former President Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. top infectious disease expert, also said he would be willing to be vaccinated on camera. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control vaccine advisors are recommending that healthcare workers and residents of long-term facilities be first in line for any coronavirus vaccines that get emergency authorization, that is, from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Via remote, this is VOA News. Facebook announced it will begin removing false claims about COVID-19 vaccines from its social media platform as part of an ongoing campaign to combat the spread of misinformation about them. The social media giant said it will begin removing information about the vaccines that has been discredited by public health experts in the coming weeks. The decision, which also applies to Instagram, comes as the first COVID-19 vaccines are about to become available. Britain may start vaccinations within days after becoming the first country to give emergency authorization for a vaccine developed by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Facebook has taken similar steps in recent months, removing 12 million posts with coronavirus misinformation from March to October, including a video post from President Donald Trump declaring that children are virtually immune to the coronavirus. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus. Guterres says, in his words, we face the biggest global recession in 8 decades. These intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic. Nearly 80 heads of state and government and officials are addressing the two-day summit by video, which will include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies. An official installed by the Trump administration as a liaison at the Justice Department has been banned from the building. Three other people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press Heidi Stirrup was told within the last 2 weeks to vacate the building after top Justice Department officials learned she was trying to collect insider information about ongoing cases and department work on election fraud. Stirrup, a top ally of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, had been quietly installed at the Justice Department as a White House liaison a few months ago. In Hong Kong, media tycoon pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was denied bail after being charged with fraud Thursday in a Hong Kong court. For more information, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.